that'll be a good pressure, you know, to make sure that we don't go overboard today. Okay, not that we ever do, right? That's like a Yom HaTzmaut meal. Yeah, appropriate colors and everything. Okay. Okay, so we'll try not to take too much of everybody's time, but lechvod the Yom HaTzmaut, which is Nidcha this year, but which is observed today in Eretz Yisrael, and I think it makes sense we should be celebrating it here as well on the same day. But I think it's always very important, as we try every year, to focus on in Yanei Eretz Yisrael. It's a way of, I think, emphasizing our sense of Hakaras HaTov, that, you know, we live in an era in which we can practice in Mitzvot HaTluyos Ba'aretz, in which we can speak with greater relevance about the possibility of, you know, Hakravas Karbonos. You know, all of us in this room have really had an amazing opportunity to spend time in Eretz Yisrael. We all can consider living in Eretz Yisrael. Things which people of two generations before us, at least, really didn't have that opportunity. And when they said "Besachazena, Einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim," for them it was really a faraway dream and something which, you know, they didn't believe that they would experience in their lifetime. So for all of us who, you know, were born into it, pretty much. All of us, pretty much in the room, all of us in the room were born into it. You know, there's sometimes a sense of entitlement and a loss, a sense of that that wonder. And I think accentuating the halachic aspect of it and how critical Eretz Yisrael is in our Torah worldview is just a good way to express that Hakaras HaTov and to integrate what's important in our lives with the opportunity of having an Eretz Yisrael. And having connections with it. Okay, having said that, let me just take one topic, which has a little bit of a broader theme, but I want to focus on Bikurim more specifically. Generally speaking, there are two types, at least two types, maybe three, of halachos that we normally associate with Eretz Yisrael type halachos. And the most popular and the most easily discernible, of course, are the mitzvot hatluyos ba'aretz, that are cataloged in the Mishnah in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Kol Mitzvah Shehi Tluya Ba'aretz Einu Hages Ala Ba'aretz, right, Chutz Mi Arla Kilayim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, also Chadash. There are some exceptions, but mostly mitzos which are Tluya Ba'aretz are only no Hages Ba'aretz. And what do we mean when we say Tluya Ba'aretz? So the Gemara goes on to explain on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph in Kiddushin that Tluya Ba'aretz means, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hachi Kamar, Kol Mitzvah Shehi Chovas Haguf, Noheges, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. Chovas Karka, Eina Noheges, Ela Ba'aretz. So, this question of Tluya Ba'aretz is translated into Chovas Karka or Chovas Haguf. Anytime you have a Chovas Karka, that is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Anytime you have a Chovas Haguf, that is something which seemingly would be universal. Rashi compiles a list in that context, in that Sugya in Kiddushin. What are the mitzvos which have a chovas karka, which are tluyos ba'aretz? And included in that list are trumos, maestros, chala, leket, shikcha, peya, shvius, chadash, and then, of course, orla and kelayim, which are, again, chovas karka, but they're the exceptions in terms of Eretz Yisrael. But the idea of chovas karka is signified by this particular list: trumas, maizes, chal, leket, shikhapeya, shvius, chadash, or lekilai. That's one group of halachos, and those halachos are very well known to us, right? They're dealt with mostly in the Mishnayos in Sefer Zeroyim, and in the Rambam in Sefer Zeroyim, and of course we know the general gvulos having to do with those halachos. We know about the debate between the different Tanayim and Amoraim, whether Kedusha Kitchel Rishayin, Tava Kitchel Yasid Lavo, or Lo Kitchel Yasid Lavo, and what about Kedusha Shnia of Ezra, whether it's Kitchel Rishayta, Kitchel Yasid Lavo, or Lo Kitchel Yasid Lavo, and the discussion of the Rishonim, how we Paskin, the Rambam, and the Ravid. As we basically understand what exactly that category is, we know what the boundaries which are Daraisa are. This is generally a din of Aratzos HaSmuchos also, the lands close to Eretz Yisrael, Midrabanan, also have status with regard to Mitzvot HaTlius Ba'aretz, and just giving a general sketch. Surya, Midrabanan, Surya, as we know, is a debate. Those of us learned Chulin a couple years ago, so we talked about this really extensively. Machlokas about whether Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or Lo Shmei Kibush. L'halacha, generally we paskin that Kibush Yochid Lo Shmei Kibush, and therefore Surya is only Drabanan, but on a Drabanan level, there is a chiyuv of Trumos and Maestros and Shvius and Chala and so on and so forth, all things being equal. So we know of those halachos. We basically know how to relate to them. There are other halachos that are limited to Eretz Yisrael that have nothing to do with the karka of Eretz Yisrael at all, and they can be characterized as chovas haguf. Nonetheless, they're dependent upon, let's say, the makom, or the kedushas makom, of Eretz Yisrael. In some cases, as the Rav used to explain, on Shem Eretz Yisrael, in some places, that isn't the same thing, on the Kedushas Makom of Eretz Yisrael. For example, the Din of Bechoros, right? Just to quote the Rambam, it's a debate between the Rambam and the Ravid about the details of this. Depends on how you read a couple of the Gemaras. But the Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, right, tells us that a Bechor Behema Tahora, here, read it. Mitzvahs Bechor Behema Tahora Noheges Ba'aretz Uchutz Laretz. The Ein Mevi'in Bechoros Mechutz Laretz. Right, you're not supposed to bring Bechor Behema Tahora of Chutz Laretz into Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar V'achalta Fnei Hashem Elokecha Masa Degoncha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha V'Bechoros Bekorcha V'Tzonecha. What's the limud? Mimakom shal tamevi meiser dagon atamevi bechor bakar betzon. Mimakom she'en atamevi meiser dagon en atamevi bechor bakar betzon ele yochal b'mumo. Bimhevi ein mekabel mimenu v'leikar ele yochal b'mumo, etc. And the Ravid has some disagreement here. Afil Rabbi Akiva disley ha'svara le'am el likarev av kedushas bechor yeshbo. That's not for tonight. Right now, it's a very fascinating issue. But the point is, just according to the Rambam's reading of things, a bechor, which has nothing to do with the karka, obviously. There's some question whether we consider animals to be gidule karka. In Hilchos Shabbos, difficult Rambams about dosh, but that's a legal category, as we understand. If we're talking about Chovas Karka or Tlios Ba'aretz, so a behema is Tolish. A behema is not in the category of Mitzvah Tlios Ba'aretz. And yet, Bechor Behema Tahora, we have a restriction. We say that it's only going to be brought to the Mizbeach, right? If it's in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutzlar. There is some debate about the Girsos here and how to understand the Rambam and the Ravid. That's where Reb Chaim speaks a lot about Mechibur, whether or not this distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is only Le'inyan Hakrava, or it's even Le'inyan the Kedushas Korban of Bechor. That is a very interesting topic, but not for now. But either way, the point is that what does Bechor have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Of course, it's even more intriguing because the Limud is from Meiser, from Meiser Sheni. Just like Meiser Sheni is limited to Eretz Yisrael, so too Bechor is limited to Eretz Yisrael. The Hakrav of Bechor, Hava L'Mizbeach, is limited to Bechor be'Eretz Yisrael. Even though Meiser Sheni is Mitzvah Tlius Ba'aretz, in addition, it's on the list, and Bechor, of course, is not. Nonetheless, this Hekesh teaches us that there is still a parallel with regard to the Kedushas Makom. Not just Bechor, Korban Omer, Shtei Lechem, right? We're in the period Sfiras Omer right now. Sfiras Omer ties the Korban Omer and the Korban Shtei Lechem. Two very unique Korbanos, two Menachos, Shel Tzibor, that itself makes them unique. I think these things are actually connected, but that's also not for right now, just food for thought. But Menachos, Shel Tzibor, very unusual Korbanos. And one of their dinim is, again, that they're both restricted to the confines of Eretz Yisrael. Now again, this has nothing to do with mitzvahs ha'tluyos ba'aretz. The dinim of Omer and Shtei Lechem are dinim that are dealt with in the Rambam in Hilchos Tmidin u'Musafin, right? The dinim of Omer in Perek Zayin Tmidin u'Musafin, and of course the dinim of She'alechem in the very beginning of Perek Ches. In both cases, the Rambam records this halacha that She'alechem, for example, Perek Ches halacha base, Einan Voin Ela Min Ha'aretz, Min Ha'chadash, etc. And earlier in Perek Zayin, he tells us likewise that the Omer is limited to Eretz Yisrael. And again, this has its source in the Mishnah in Kalim. Ephraim suggested that we speak about the Mishnah in Kalim, but he isn't even here to reap the rewards of that. Or maybe he thought we would take him up on it, and you know that's why he decided to boycott. But anyways, the tape's running. Anyways, the Korban Omer and Shtei Lechem, that's basically rooted in the Mishnah in Kalim, which we'll read in a second, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, right? The Mishnah in Kalim says that Eser Kedushosheim, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, is manifest or expressed, among other things perhaps, by the fact that the Omer and Shtei Lechem are brought only from its confines, even though that's not a Zroim issue, that's a Tamidin Musafim, that's a Karbanos issue. Of course, there are other halachos as well that apply only in Eretz Yisrael, in the confines of Eretz Yisrael, that have nothing whatsoever to do with the kark of Eretz Yisrael. Those halachos might be a little bit different. Those are what the Rav used to call the Shem Eretz Yisrael halachos, as opposed to the Kedusha Sa'aretz halachos. Things like Smicha and Egla Rufa and Kiddush HaChodesh, and I like to add to the list a few things, Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur, and possibly Nevuah, possibly Kvura, issues of that sort, not for us to go into right now, where there's a whole group of Rishonim who think that not only are these halachos limited to Eretz Yisrael, but that they apply to the boundaries of Yotzei Mitzrayim, of the Olei Mitzrayim, as opposed to the boundaries above. In other words, even though we paskin that Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita below Kitchel Yasid Lavo, and therefore it was need for a second Kedusha in the time of Ezra, and the geographic boundaries of Ezra were much more limited than those of Yoshua. So nonetheless, the Rambam and some of the other Makoros, but especially the Rambam, when it comes to Smicha, when it comes to seemingly Parhon Davar Shel Tzibur, Egla Rufa, the Rambam seems to use the old Yotzei Mitzrayim boundaries, even though the Kedusha is no longer operative. The Rishonim explained that idea, the Ramban in the beginning of Gittin. We talked about it last year, we learned Gittin, right? Chibas Aretz, and the Ramban in several other places as well, including the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz. And this is how the Rav used to explain it as well. It's also written up now, you can see it Biksab in the Igros HaGrid, but the Rav used to say this very, very often. The Kafta Beferach says it in a slightly different way. The Kesem Mishnah quotes that in Hilchos Sanhedrin. There are two dinim. There's a din of Kedushas Haaretz with regard to Mitzvah Tluyas Baaretz that depend on the boundaries, according to the Rambam, the boundaries of Ezra. And there's another halacha, Shem Eretz Yisrael, the status of Eretz Yisrael, which is what's koveya for things like Kiddush HaChodesh and Egla Rufa and Smicha, things that have nothing whatsoever to do with the Karka. And they depend on the boundaries of Mitzrayim, according to the Kafta Beferach. Really, it goes all the way back to the Avos, etc. So maybe that's a third category, or an overlapping of the second category. All of these dinim that have nothing to do with the karka. It's possible that even if you take the view that we're dealing with something more along the lines of a kedushas hamakom, as opposed to kedushas karka, the soil of Eretz Yisrael, that even then you might limit. It's not obvious that the dinim of Shem Eretz Yisrael, which refer more to national life in Eretz Yisrael, and the wider definition, the gvulas that were promised to the Avos, or the initial status of Eretz Yisrael, well, that might be koveya with regard to some of the dinim like Kiddush HaChodesh and Smicha and Egla Rufa and Parham Davar Shel Tzibur. Would I add to the mix the more Tzibur-oriented aspects of Eretz Yisrael? It's still possible that if you're interested in Kedushas Mokom as opposed to Kedushas Karka, that you might still be limited to the boundaries of Bavel. I'll get back to that in just a couple of minutes. But either way, it could still be that we're talking about the Mokom rather than the issue of Kedushas Karka, the soil itself. Or it's also possible that there are certain dinim in which there are two requirements. Possibly you have Kedushas Mokom alongside with the status of Mitzvah Satlias Ba'aretz at one and the same time. Why should anybody say such a thing, that there is this kind of double obligation, or in some cases maybe a fused obligation? Well, it seems to be that this is the Rambam's view, certainly, at minimum, with respect to Maisa Sheni. Bikurim we'll get to in just a minute. The Reb Chaim points this out, but if you look very carefully at the Rambam, in Hilchos Maisa Sheni, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudalid, so the Rambam in Maisa Sheni Aleph Yudalid says as follows. Maisa Sheni hovu ton avos makom ein mevinoso michutz laretz kibchor behema. Lefikach, says the Rambam, lochi v'lahafrish ma'isa sheni besuri. V'yiro li, sh'ma'isa sheni sh'mafrishim be'eretz shinar u'be'eretz mitzrayim, podin oso sham u'vi'in domo v'lirushalayim, v'chein yiro li sh'lochi v'mekom oselu b'ma'isa sheni, el k'nei l'kvo ma'isa oni k'nei sh'yu aniyei Yisrael somchen aleim. Very difficult Rambam. So the Nosa Kalim comment on this Rambam. Firstly, the beginning part. What does it mean when the Rambam says, "Ma'isa sheni hovu huton avos makom, ein mevin oso michutz laretz kibchor behema"? Why not just say that you can't bring ma'isa sheni outside of Eretz Yisrael because it's mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz? Right, it's included in the Mishnah and Kedushin, and outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's no kedushas karka. Right, it's a chovas karka. It's mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz, and therefore it is excluded. Rather, the Rambam says that's because it needs havas makom, and then he explains ki b'chor behema. B'chor behema. Now the equation between ma'isa sheni and b'chor behema in the Gemara in Tmura and Chapala from Aleph is actually the opposite direction. How do we know that b'chor behema tahora, right, alone is ton havas makom? We know that from the hekesh to ma'isa sheni, according to the Gemara, and that's exactly the Rambam that I read earlier. This is one of the reasons that I picked that Rambam. Right? The Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros, Perek Aleph Halacha Hei, says exactly that, that Bechor, Behema Tahora, right, is limited to Eretz Yisrael, or Behema Tahora brought to the Mizbeach is limited to Eretz Yisrael, learned out from a Hekesh to Ma'isa Sheni. So Ma'isa Sheni is the Makar, and Bechor is the derivative. And yet here, in Ma'isa Sheni, right, the Rambam is saying the opposite. I'm saying Ma'isa Sheni, which requires Havas Makom, Ein Mevin Oso Mechutz Laretz, Kibachor Behema. It's against the Gemara in Tura, it's against the Rambam's own comment in Hilchos Bechoros. And it's even strange, because you'd think if there's going to be a steer in the Rambam, and if there are going to be two perspectives, which is derived from which, that which is the foundation and which is the application. So, you know, when you're speaking about Bechoros, you'd make that the foundation. When you're speaking about Ma'isa Sheni, you'd make that the foundation. And of course, it goes in the opposite direction. That's not a question, that's just a ha'ara. Either way, what's also the continuation? Lefikach lochibu lahafrish Ma'isa Sheni b'suria. What does it have to do with there no obligation of Ma'isa Sheni in Suria? I mean, we paskin kibush yachid lo shmei kibush, and therefore Suria is only drabana. So in HaTorah, there is no Surya b'toras mitzvah tlis baretz, not because of Havas, Makom, and the connection to Bechor, unless, and this is what it seems, the Rambam is trying to explain that even on a drabana level, while there's a chiyuv, trumos, and maestros in Surya, and those mitzvah tlios apply to Surya, midrabanan, nonetheless, when it comes to Ma'isa Sheni, because of this connection to Bechor and Havas, Makom, there is no Din Drabanan of Surya. Then the Rambam continues and says, "Virali, that Ma'aseh Sheni from Frishim Beretz Shinor Beretz Mitzrayim Podos Hashem Avin Damav LiYerushalayim V'chein Yerali Shalachivu Mekom Oselu Ma'aseh Sheni L'Kanel Kvo Ma'aseh Ani. The only reason that we have an Aratos Asmuchos, an obligation of Ma'aseh Sheni at all, is because of the you want to maintain the structure for the purposes of Ma'aseh Ani. But otherwise, there wouldn't be any Ma'aseh Sheni Aratos Asmuchos. So basically, the Rambam is telling us there's no Surya, probably Drabanan. There is no Aratza Smuchos, except to the extent that it allows us to maintain the structure of Maiser Ani, and that Maiser Sheni, because it's Ton Avos Mokom, like Bechor, and derived from Bechor, cannot be brought from Chutzlands. What's going on? I mean, it's a Mitzvah Tlis Baritz. So Reb Chaim explains that really there are two Dinim in Maiser Sheni. This Reb Chaim appears in two places. Here in Perek Aleph, Maiser Sheni Alacha Yedaled, and also in Hilchos Macholos Asuros. Right there too, he says this idea. There's a Perek Yud Halacha Tezvav. There the Rambam says, the picture, the Rambam speaks about Netta Revai. Says Yeroi Li she'ain din netta ravai noig b'chutz laretz. There's orla b'chutz laretz, right? But there's no orla is the first 3 years. There's no netta ravai b'chutz laretz. El ochal peros shana revius below pidyon klal shela omru ela ha'orla. That in itself is an interesting halacha based on the Yerushalmi. The kal v'chomer advarim. Mas Surya Shichayevis b'Maisros Ushvius b'Debrayim Enachayevis b'Netta Ravai. Right. There's no Chiv Netta Ravai, just like there's no Maiser Sheni in Surya. Kimoshi is bar b'Hilchos Maiser Sheni. Yerushalmi actually links Maiser Sheni and Ravai in this respect. So Chutzlar it's like Kol Shekain. Shleya netter avai noeg ba. Al Beretz Yisrael noeg bein b'fnei abayis, bein shlo b'fnei abayis, etc. And then he quotes the gonim, hora misa gonim, shakarim rai levado, podim osa b'chutz laretz, v'achachia mutar b'achila, v'en ledover za'ikar. This is machlokus about the revai. So again, Reb Chaim talks about this Rambam as well. Reb Chaim says it depends, the machlokus between the gonim and the Rambam depends on how you understand the din of orla and chutz laretz. Right. Orla and Chutz Laretz is the same Orla as Eretz Yisrael. Right? There's a din that Orla is an exception, even though it's a Chovas HaKarka, it applies to Chutz Laretz as well. And if that's true, so there should be a Ravai in Chutz Laretz as well. Or even the Ravai, I'm sorry, even the Orla of Chutz Laretz is not really the same Cheftashal Orla. There's an Orla of Eretz Yisrael, there's an Orla of Chutz Laretz. There are two different dinim. In which case, just because you have Orla doesn't mean you have Netta Ravai, because it's a different Chalos. It's a different Chalos Orla. That's how the Rambam explains this. That's how Reb Chaim explains this. Machlokes between the Rambam and the Gaonim. He says, what's this din that what's this Raya, Kal V'chomer Advarim, Ma Surya Shi Chayevis B'Maisros, right, the Raya from Surya? What's it got to do with Surya? So he says, oh, it goes back to the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni. So basically, Reb Chaim's idea is, that Ma'aser Sheni, there are two dinim. The default din of Ma'aser Sheni, the obvious din of Ma'aser Sheni, is that Ma'aser Sheni is Mitzvah Tlius Baretz. And as such, of course, it's excluded from Chutz Laretz. Doesn't have Kedushas Karka. However, that became a Hekesh for Bechor Behema Tahora. Even though Bechor Behema Tahora has nothing whatsoever to do with Mitzvah Tlius Baretz. So you can say, oh, it's a factual Hekesh, end of story, even though these are two different ideas, one based on Mitzvah Tlius Baretz and Kedushas Karka. But just if you want to know factually, since the Gemara compares them, you should know that Bechor also, Bechor Behemet Tahora, also not Mechutz Laretz. Or, if the Torah is Makish, Ma'aseh Sheni, and Bechor, despite the fact that Mitzvah Tluyas Ba'aretz has nothing whatsoever to do with Bechor, so what the Torah is really telling us is that there are two dinim in Ma'aseh Sheni. So in a certain sense, by using this hakesh, in addition to learning the reality that Bechor is limited to Eretz Yisrael, Bechor Beim Torah is back, is limited to Eretz Yisrael, right? Implicitly, it doesn't say exactly this way, Reb Chaim, but close to it. Implicitly, we're also, right, acknowledging that Ma'aseh Sheni has a component of Kedushas Makom because of the obligation of Havas Makom. Right, both in Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni and in Hilchos Bekoros, the Rambam emphasizes the theme of Havas Makom. Whenever there's a chiyuv of Havas Makom, of bringing, right, the object to the Makom HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, to the Makom HaMikdash, whenever there's Havas Makom, so then it's limited to Eretz Yisrael, not midin Kedushas HaKarka Mitzvah HaTlius Baretz, but midin Kedushas Makom. Therefore, based on the Hekesh, we end up going in both directions. That's exactly what the Rambam means in Ukas Ma'aseh Sheni. That Ma'aseh Sheni has two dinim. Betoras Karka, Din Karka, Chovas Karka, it's Mitzvah HaTlius Baretz. Betoras Chiv Havas Makom, it's limited to Eretz Yisrael another way. Now you might say, well, what's the point? I mean, it's already limited to Eretz Yisrael because of Mitzvah Tlius Baratz. So number one, that's not necessarily such a good question. I mean, that's, even if there were no Nafkamina, there could still be two Mechayvim and two different themes, theoretically. It's obviously better and also more easily, more discernible, if you could also point to a Nafkamina. So that's exactly what the Rambam says in Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni. Rambam says, Lefikach lo chivo lahafrish ma'aseh sheni besuria. And that's his continuation, right? V'yiroali, yiroali, shelo chivo mekomosei la ma'aseh sheni, ele kedei likvoa ma'aseh ani, kedei shiraniyim, somchim aleihem. In other words, betoras mitzvat liyaz ba'aretz. So midrabanan, maybe it's a nafkamina drabanan, but it's an important nafkamina anyway. Midrabanan, since Surya is a place whose karka has kedushas or kedusha drabanan, so you have to bring trumos, you have to bring maestros, there's a din of shmita perhaps, again a little more controversial, but let's leave it to trumos and maestros at the moment in Surya. There's also a din of aratzos asmuchos, but since Ma'aseh Sheni has a second din, namely the din of avos makom, the kedushas makom of Eretz Yisrael, the kedushas makom of Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply to Surya even midrabanan. And Aratzos HaSmuchos don't have the din of Surya, even midrabanan. Later on, Eretz Yisrael as a even midrabanan. Maybe later on we'll speak about that just a little bit more. That was the idea that Kedushas Karka you can extend. Kedushas Mokom, there's no such thing outside of the Doraisa. And Netzer Revai, like Ma'aseh Sheni, which is also Ton Avos Mokom, they have the same halacha. So that's why in Macholos Asuros he mentions Netzer Revai as being limited to Eretz Yisrael, and connects it again with the fact that Netzer Revai does not apply to Aratzos Hasmuchos. So it emerges the point of Chaim's analysis in both of the places is that Ma'aseh Sheni has two din, a din of Mitzvah Tluyos Baretz and a din of Kedushas Makom based on the Chiyuv of Havas Makom. Oh. So against this framework, I'd just like to take a few minutes more to analyze Bikurim. Bikurim, of course, appears in the Torah in two places. I'm not going to elaborate the sukkim right now, although there's much to say, in both the Parshas Mishpatim and the Parshas Kisavo. How do we classify Bikurim? So here there are opposing indicators. On the one hand, certainly Bikurim is limited to Eretz Yisrael. It's included in the Mishnayos and Zroim. One of the Mishnayos is Bikurim, a second Bikurim, right? The Rambam in Sefer Zroim. Right, that in itself doesn't prove anything 100%. Even Pidyon Bechor is also included in Hilchos Bikurim and Sefer Zroim. But the truth is that, you know, that might be the Agav Gerara. The fact that Bikurim themselves, together with Chalar and Hilchos Bikurim, in Sefer Zroim, points to the fact that Bikurim is firmly ensconced in the world of Zroim, one would think. The Mishnayos in the second parak of Bikurim compare and contrast Bikurim with Ma'aseh Sheni and with Truma. If you look at those Mishnayos, really fascinating Mishnayos, base, Aleph and base. find it's obviously significant food for thought. We're just comparing the details, or it's really a discussion about the mechayvim, right? A chuma, habikurim, chayavon al misa, v'chomesh, asur milzarim, nichsei kohen, olam bechanumeya, turim achid sadaim harif shemesh. This mission also appears in Chala. Reila b'truma, bikurim ha-she'en ke b'maisa. Then yesh b'maisar, bikurim ha-she'en ke b'truma, sh'maisar b'kurim tunim habas makom, utunim vidui, asurim l'onein, rabshun matir, chayim b'biur, rabshun poter, and so on. So you have these comparisons. Then yesh, the next one, yesh b'truma maisar ma-she'en ke b'bikurim. This whole discussion, these comparisons and contrasts, all highlight the firm anchor of Bikurim in the world of Zrayim, on the surface at least, Zrayim and Mitzvot Tlius Bavos. But at the same time, you also have other Mishnayos, the Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalid, and codified in the Rambam in Perek Gimel, where we're told that V'chayev Achriyusam, Utunim Karban, the Shir, Utnufa, Belina. Right, those have nothing to do with Zrayim. Those are dinim in Sefer Avodah. Those are dinim in Kodshe Mizbeach. There's some discussion about Isurei Hanah Betuma. Rabbeinu Bechai in his Perush al Torah says that the reason that there's an Isurei Hanah Betuma when it comes to Bikurim is because the pasuk itself, we'll discuss this in just a second, you know, in the same pasuk you have Lo Sevashel Gedi Bechalev Imo, the Isurei Hanah Basa Bechalev. However, Pashas in the Rambam is that the Rambam thinks that this has to do with the Shem Kodesh, the Kodshim Mizbeach aspect of Bikurim. There's the Mishmaros when it comes to Bikurim and so on. So there are these two elements in Bikurim, the Zrayim aspect and the Kodshim aspect. Question is, to what extent is it a Mitzvah Tlius Ba'aretz, or is there a din of Kedushas Makom, or some combination of the two? Just very, again, briefly, just go through a couple of the Makoros and a couple of suggestions. The first thing to note is that the limitation of Bikurim to Eretz Yisrael, which is unchallenged, right, is however based on a special Gzeres HaKasim. Right, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, somewhere, and the parallel Gemara in Chulin on Daf was a Kuf Lamed Vavamud Beis. Gemara there quotes a separate pasuk, Asher Tavi Me'artzacha Lemute Chutzlaretz. Asher Tavi Me'artzacha Hu Lemute Chutzlaretz Haksiv Ad Mascha Lemute Admas Akol. So the Gemara here has two psukim, or two limudim, to exclude akum and chutzlaretz when it comes to bikurim. So the Bali Tosis asked this question already. They were bothered. Why do you need a limud to teach you bikurim? It's limited to Eretz Yisrael. After all, it's mitzvah tlius bar. It's a very famous Tosis. Tosis says, Hachinami darish v'perek reishis agez, arz chalim v'chutzar v'tema, amayitzrich miyuta, what more do you need than that? So he gives two answers. First one is Yeshu Farshim Shum de Bikurim Iska Shlabasa Bachala. Let's see if Rashis Bikuriad Mascha, Losavashel Gedi Bachalevimo, who Bechilt Behedi Makish Lahu, the Solkatait Shinogin Af Bechutzlaretz. You might have thought that it's a Chobis Aguf like Basa Bachala, because it's the same Pasuk, and Bechilt takes this inclusion of the same Pasuk very seriously. Therefore, you need Gzeres HaKasuv to tell you, don't think of it as like Basa B'chalav, Echovas HaGuf, right? Rather what? Tosa doesn't say. Right? There could be two explanations. One is, it is Echovas HaGuf because of the connection to Basa B'chalav, but nonetheless, it's limited to Eretz Yisrael. Or, Kamash Milan, don't get too distracted, albeit the Hekesh is important. The fact is that Bikurim is Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz. Probably the simple reading of the first day of Tosis, and certainly Tosis in Chulin, and this is also the view of the Ramban, is the first idea. Is the idea that Hadra le dine mitzvos hatlios baretz. However, the second answer in Tosas, le Rashba near de lochshivi bikur mitzvot tliya baretz. Here's where the Rash Mishan says explicitly, Bikurim is not mitzvah tliyos baretz. Dilodami le truma umaiser v'chala is very, very important. It's not comparable to truma umaiser, not even to chala. The hasam gufa peiros mechuyavin betruma. The tevel ninu basurim b'achila. How do you characterize whether something is a chovas gavra or a chovas peiros or a chovas karka? This is a very important tosis. Tosis says if there's tevel. If there's tevel, that implies that this kedusha that inheres in the chefza itself. It's not just the avakovas agavra, what to do with this object. The object itself has a status and a stature of kedusha. The haraya, this tevel. Ulekacha shuvenein kliyim ba'aretz, according to this view of Tosis. Aval bikurim, according to the first view, obviously not so. Because even according to the first view, bikurim is not nitam letevel, and yet it's mitzvah kliyim ba'aretz. Aval bikurim, says Tosis, enachi uptoli b'peiros, Elaba Adam, the Ein Asarin Bachila, Alpha Bishul Yifreshman Bikurim. There's no tabel. So what that means is it's a Chovas Gavra. What to do with the Bikurim? Take initiative with the Bikurim. But oh, Midlochi of Truma Meiser Adchi Smareach Bikri Buchashachiv Talui Beperos. The fact that there is a Zman Chiyuv, another big Chiddush of Tosas, when it comes to Truma Smaiseros, is an indication that the Chefza is developing, and that it's a din in the Chefza. But if you gi adain zman chiyuvan, avon bikurim, vaday chovis aguf ninu, kavad azara, teofinu minayi bekidushin, she'en chiyuv tali beperos, ela ba'adam, vafilu ba'odam be'ilan mischayim. There's no development, because there's no Chefza. There's just a chovis agavra, what to do with it. It doesn't matter what it's, that doesn't need to mature. Maturing, again, one could argue with this, that's what I was saying. Maturation implies a chefza orientation rather than a gavra orientation. So what's the conclusion of that's what we learn in Bikurin. There's no such thing in Bikurin. Keitzad mafrishin Bikurin. Yorid adam atoch sadeh roa teina shebichra eshkel shebicher kosher begemi omer harela Bikurim afagav demei ein lo enachayv liknos mikomach b'chovas aguf ninu k'machovas tzitzis. Tos is bothered if it really is a chovas aguf, so maybe you've got to go out and acquire Bikurim, right? If it's in the Chefza, if you have it, this is the way you have to treat it. It's Chovas Aguf, maybe you're supposed to take the initiative. The answer is Afagav Den Chayv Liknos Talis, Kishain Lo, Choshiv Chovas Aguf. He uses the mashal of Talis. If you don't have a Talis, you're obligated to get one. If you have one, you're obligated to wear it. Okay? That's the view. So basically, what emerges is two days in Tosas, whether or not Bikurim is or is not mitzvos Hatlios Ba'aretz. According to the second day, it's possible that there are. Well, we'll leave it at that. Now, this seems to be the argument. The truth is, in light of this, when you look back at Rashi in Kiddushin, the list of mitzvot Hatlios Ba'aretz, which I mentioned before, so we now appreciate further the absence of Bikurim on the list. Right? Rashi omits Bikurim from that list. This issue is possibly also reflected in that Mishnah in Kalim. Right, the Mishnah in Kalim that we spoke of before in terms of Omer and Shnei Lechem, Aleph Vav, has a third example. Right, the rule is, as we said before, that Esa Kedusha, so are 10 levels of Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol HaRatzos. This is the Mishnah Vav. Umay Kedushasa Shemivin Mimena HaOmer HaBikurim Ushtei Alechem Hashem Mivin Hei Mikol HaRatzos. So it's not just Omer and Shtei Alechem, it's Omer, Bikurim, and Shtei Alechem. And the Gra, famously, Nimchak Tevas Bikurim. The Gra took out the Bikurim. And the Mefarshim explain, why did the Gra take out Bikurim? Because how come this Mishnah is limited to Omer and Shtei Alechem and maybe Bikurim? But if you want to establish the kedusha, the special kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, we call our ratzos, right? Then you should say trumos. You should speak about maestros. You should speak about shmita. You should speak about maestro sheni, peya. Right? Why only omer and shtelechem? So the answer seems to be, and this is what the rabbi used to explain as well, that this mishnah is not about kedushas karka. It's about eser kedusha. It's about kedushas makom. Right? There's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's the Heichal, there's the Azara, there's Yerushalayim. I'm skipping a lot of steps, right? But there is, you know, Ayaris HaMukafos Choma, and there's Eretz Yisrael. That has nothing to do with the Karka. Those other Dinam aren't Dinam of the Karka. They're gradations in Kedushas Makom. So Omer and Shtelechem makes sense because Omer and Shtelechem have nothing to do with Kedushas Karka. Right? They're korbanos. The Rav thought even more than that, that the Eser Kedushos, really the Mechayim of the Eser Kedushos, or the Mekadesh of the Eser Kedushos, is really the Mikdash, or the Mizbeach in the Mikdash. And that's why it's all korbanos related. So that's why Trumas is not here, that's why Maestros isn't here, that's why Shvius isn't here. What about Bikurim? So the Gra took it out because he felt that Bikurim is part of Zroim. It's a din of mitzvah kliyas baretz. Why should it be in this Mishnah and Kalim? On the other hand, if you hold like the second day of Tosas, like the Rajba and Tosas, the Rashmi Shams, right, then it really isn't part of mitzvah kliyas baretz. It's a chovas gavra. And there's a special gzeres hakasuv limiting it to Eretz Yisrael. So the idea that, even though it looks like, and maybe has some dinim of Zeraim, nonetheless, it's really a din in Kedushas Makom, in Kedushas Makom itself, and therefore the Mishnah and Kalim, as well as the Gzeres HaKasuv in Bava Basra Daf Pei Aleph, under those conditions would be justified. The Gra, if they took it out, the Mishnah Achrona Alatar has a discussion about this as well. On the other hand, even though the Gra took it out, it's in the text of our Mishnayos and of the Rishonim. The Rash Alatar has the Skirsa, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos has the Skirsa, the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis, when he quotes the Eser Kedushos, quotes and upholds this Girsa as well. Moreover, the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim Perek Beis Halacha Aleph quotes the Gzeres HaKasuv Mitzvah Saseh Lahavi Bikurim LeMikdash Eina Bikurim Ne'er Noagin Ela Bifnei Abayis Uberetz Yisrael Bilvad Shenem Areshis Bikureyad Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. In other words, the Rambam quotes not only the Mishnah and Kalim, but the Gzeres HaKasuv of the Gemara in Bava Basra, which, I mean, you can't fault the Rambam for quoting the pasuk that the Gemara quotes, except that if you held like the first day of Tosas, we certainly wouldn't be disturbed if he didn't quote it, because the makar isn't really that pasuk. The real reason that this is limited to Eretz Yisrael is because mitzvah tluyas baretz. You just need the pasuk to teach you that this too belongs under the rubric of mitzvah tluyas baretz. On the other hand, according to the second day of Tosas, according to the Rajba, Rash Mishans, right, this is a gzeres hakasuv that is separate from mitzvah tluyas baretz. That you certainly would want to quote if you were the Rambam. This could, in theory, affect the question of gevulos. There's just no evidence in the Rambam, at least, one way or another. I just think it's worth noting. Namely, is Bikurim brought only from the gevulos, let's say, Bizman Hazeh of Babel, or even from the gevulos of Yotzei Mitzrayim? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadi Aleph assumes Dafka Ole Babel. Right? And it's very possible that it's true. As I said before, the dinim of Shem Eretz Yisrael have the wider boundaries. The dinim of Kedushas Makom, per se, especially the ones that are connected maybe to the Mikdash, very well might be dependent on the boundaries of Kedushas Karka. I just don't know. But I just think it's worth noting that the Rambam doesn't say explicitly one way or another, not in Hilchos Bikurim, not in Hilchos Tmidin, when he talks about Omer and Shtelechem. Again, presumably Omer, Shtelechem, and Bikurim all come from the same geographic location, since they're all included together in the Mishnah in Kalim. If we could figure out if we would be, you know, fortunate enough to find that the Rambam, you know, had this amazing Chiddush that Omer, Shtei Lechem, or Bikurim, any of them, were from the boundaries of Yehoshua, that would probably apply equally to all of them. But Minchas Chinuch assumes otherwise. I say the Rambam himself is silent. Even if it's true otherwise, I don't think it negates the perspective of Kedushas Makom. Either because maybe there are two dinim, or even the din of Kedushas Makom itself, as I said, may be limited to the boundaries of Kedushas Aretz as a shir and makom. What about Gvulos in another sense? Forget about the Bismanenu and the contrast between Ole Bavel and Yotzei Mitzrayim. What about the original boundaries themselves? So here we have a very important Mishnah. Mishnah Bikurim Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud. It records a debate on this point. Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, Ein Mevin Bikurim Me'evar Yarden, She'ena Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Eretz Yisrael, but not Evar Yarden, only Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. As the Rash points out, there's another Deya as well, based on the Pasuk, Asher Nasatali V'lo Hanotel Me'atzmo, another miut, and as the Rishonim point out, Nafkim Rabbi Chatzi Shevet Menashe, whether it's you draw the line at Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, or V'lo Hanotel Es'atzmo. Now, when it comes to Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz, Evar Yarden is included. There's no special halakha of Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash or V'lo Anotel Esatzmo. The simple pshat is that this is a Doraisa argument. Right? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita is very, very mechudash. It implies that Bikurim, at least, is not only Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz, maybe it's not Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz at all. But it's certainly not only a mitzvah place baritz, otherwise it would have the more expanded geography, right, of Evar Yarden, in its time, at least in the first Tobias, or first Kedusha. On the other hand, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we paskin like Tanakama. So the question is, did Tanakama reject the idea of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that there's an idea of even more confined Kedushas Makom? Completely, because they think that it's mitzvah tluyos ba'aretz, and therefore it goes by the regular boundaries. Or the Tanakama just argue about the boundaries. But they agree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili's principle, namely that Bikurim is not a conventional mitzvah tluyos ba'aretz. The Rambam paskens like the Tanakama. However, the Rambam has a strange formulation. Here in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, mitzvah sein lahavi Bikurim lemikdash. That we read already. But then the continuation is Umevian Bikurim Midivrayam Meare Sichon Vog Umi Surya Shakona Bisurya Kakona Birushalayim. I will Amunamov and Mitzrayim above Alpha Bishain Chayam Mitrumas Maestros Midivrayam Ain Mevimehem Bikurim Vimhevi Bikurim Bechutzarts Ainam Bikurim. It's interesting that he repeats that also. Only knowing in Eretz Yisrael, then maybe Enam Bikur. But before we get to that, what is Mevian Bikurim Midivrayim Me'ari Sichon V'og? That's Evar Yarden. So the Nosa Kalim are very bothered by it. The Kesav Mishnah and the Radvat, some people think it's a wrong girsa. Mevian Bikurim Midivrayim, some say Shel Divrayim. Bikurim Shel Divrayim. That's the Nusach in some of the texts. The Radvaz says, apparently the Rambam thinks that the argument between Rabbi Yosef Lulu and Tanakama is only on a Drabana level. But Minat Torah, Tanakama agreed with Rabbi Yosef Aglili that Bikurim is limited to Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. And that's what the Rambam means by Midivrayim. That would, of course, be sensational. Marik says this as well. What that means is that the boundaries are not the boundaries of Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz. They're a special, more confined din of Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. The Beit Halevi has a discussion of this also in Chelek Beis Simen Nun. He has a different explanation of what the Rambam means, but more important than that is what emerges from his explanation, again, is that Bikurim have a unique halacha, that the geography of Bikurim is different. And as he explains it, you should know, Kibush Rabim is not going to help you. You can't expand the boundaries of Bikurim, even though in theory, Kibush Rabim could expand the boundaries of Trumas and Maestros and Mitzvot Aliyas Baaretz. Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvot Tzadi Aleph also has a similar parallel discussion about the role of Melech HaMashiach with respect to Bikurim, etc. So that's something to look into. But the Gvulos, especially if you hold that fundamentally Paschal and Rosh Aglili, would be a strong indicator that Bikurim is unique. What about Bias Kolchem? So again, those who were here, we learned Chulin a couple of years ago, remember that we discussed Bias Kolchem at length. We're not going to do that now. The din of Bias Kolchem, as we know, is originally, at least, or fundamentally, a chala halacha. And the Gemara says in Ksuvus and Daf Chafei that this is a din in chala, and the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim Perakei Halacha Hey quotes it in the context of chala. Right? The Rambam tells us that even Bizman Azeh, even though Kedushas Ezra is min haTorah, Ein chayav mechala min haTorah le Beretz Yisrael b'vad shenem v'chaltem alechem ba'aretz b'zman shekol Yisrael shom shenem b'vo'achem b'yaz kuchem v'lo b'yaz miksaskem l'fikach chala b'zman hazeh filo b'mei Ezra Beretz Yisrael ein l'medivrein kamo shebiarna b'trub. That's the Rambam. That's based on the Gemara in Ksuvos. Many Rishonim, including the Ravid, are of the opinion that this did a b'yaz kuchem as a ma'akev in Kedushas Aretz, or at least on the Chiyuv, is limited to chala, and it doesn't apply anywhere else. However, the Rambam, famously, in Perek Aleph, I'm not going to go into details because that's a topic in its own right, and those of you here, we did it a couple of years ago, in Perek Aleph Halacha Chavav, in Ilkos Trumos, the very end of Ilkos Trumos, the Rambam is Mechadesh, that the din of Bias Kolchem applies also, it also applies to Trumos. He has a suffix regarding Maestros, which is also interesting. It's also interesting to note that he omits the din of Bia, the Ptur of Bias Kolchem, both in Hukos Beis HaBechira, when he speaks about Kedushas Aretz and leaves the impression that Kedushas Aretz in the boundaries of Bavel is Daraisa Bizman Hazeh. Right. And also in the beginning of Hukos Trumos, when he develops that principle, right, he also leaves it, right, from Halacha Hey pretty much till Halacha Chavav, you're left with the impression that Trumos, Maestros, Bizman Hazeh are Doraisa. It's only in Halacha Chavav, right, so many halachos later, that he finally says, oh, by the way, you know, Trumos, Bizman Hazeh is Rabbanan, even though Kedushas Ezra is Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asid Lava. Okay. I suggested at the time that that may be because the Rambam is trying to tell us that even though B.S. Kolchem is Ma'akev, it doesn't mean that there's no Kedushas Aretz at all, meaning there's a kind of Kedushas Aretz, there's just not full Kedushas Aretz. The Chinuch expands Bias Kolchem to Peya. The Reb Chaim expanded Bias Kolchem to Shemitah. Reb Chaim's reading of the Rambam, I should say, extends it to Shemitah. The question is, what about Bikurim? And what is the significance one way or another? So there's no evidence whatsoever that Bikurim is subject to the limit of Bias Kolchem. Again, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvot Tzadi Aleph, the Bikurim section, says explicitly, in his opinion, Bias Kolchem is not a problem when it comes to Bikurim. And that would be very important. That's Trumas, yes, possibly Maestros, according to the Chinuch, Peya, Lekachik Peya, right? Chala, of course, according to Reb Chaim, Shemitah, but not Bikurim. Problem is that it depends a little bit on the significance of Bias Kolchem. The Minchas Chinuch takes the view generally all over the place that Bias Kolchem is just a Tanai in Chiyu, but has nothing whatsoever to do with Kedushas Ha'aretz. Kedushas Ha'aretz is Bimbaloa. The only thing is a din that you need Bias Kolchem. It's a prerequisite. Again, according to the Minchas Chinuch, if that was a pshat in the Rambam, that would my diuk, why did he not mention in Nukos Beis HaMechira? Why didn't he mention in the beginning of Nukos Trumos? All that would work out very well, because Rambam wants you to know, Kedushas Aretz wise, no problem. No problem. Lamaisa, right, there's a problem. So according to Michas Chinuch, right, in light of his general view about Bias Kolchem, the fact that he's also in the Dayek, that in Bikurim, there's no Bias Kolchem, you know, I wouldn't say it's a yawner, but it's not that much to get excited about. Because even Mitzvot Tlis Baretz, right, other than maybe Challah and Truma, which the Rambam says explicitly, you know, the Mitzvot Tlis Baretz perhaps don't have the din of Bias Kolchem. But if you hold like Reb Chaim, who both in the Chashmit of Yovel and in the Chashmit of Samaisros argue that Bias Kolchem is connected to Kedusha Sa'aretz. Right? Reb Chaim's idea was to contrast the din of Bias Kolchem on the one hand and Rov or Kol Yosheve Aleha on the other. In Yovel, this is the din of Kol Yosheve Aleha, says Reb Chaim, but it appears that that waxes and wanes, which is becoming halacha maisa, perhaps a big issue now. They say that we're getting close to Bias Kolchem, or Bias Rubam. We'll all be fighting about what exactly it means. Every Shevet, how much, but the world Jewish population is moving to a situation where the majority of Jews in the world are in Eretz Yisrael, which is, as long as it's, because more people in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to there being less Jews, period, right, that would be a good thing. Anyways, when it comes to Yovel, each Yovel you're supposed to assess whether or not you have the conditions of Rover Kol Yosheveha Aleha. It's a din, as Reb Chaim says, in the Kiyum Ayovlos. But when it comes to the din of Bias Kolchem for Chala, Reb Chaim's diuk in the Gemara is, it's Pashas of the Gemara is, in Ksuvah Staf Kafei, that Bias Kolchem depend on the initiation of the Kedusha. And beyond that point, even if there'll be Bias Kolchem, it won't help. As it happens, the Ritva Latar does not interpret the Gemara in Ksuvah that way, and that's very important to know. But nonetheless, that seems to be the simple reading. So Reb Chaim says, how come Bias Kolchem depends on the initiation of the Kedusha, right? Kol Yosheve Aleha depends on every single Yovel, because one is a din in Kedusha Saharetz, and that depends on the initiation of the Kedusha. The other is a din in Kiyum Yovlos, or Kiyum HaMitzvah, and that depends on each opportunity. That's how Reb Chaim interpreted. I would just like to dilute that a little bit, not because I like to dilute it, or I'll just say make it more nuanced in light of the fact, number one, that the Rambam again delayed till Halacha Chavav, omitted in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, etc. So I think there's some other evidence also having to do with Kinyan Hakum Avkiyum and Kedushas Haaretz and a few other things to suggest a middle position for the Rambam, and that is Bias Kolchem affects Kedushas Haaretz, and this could be what Reb Chaim meant also. It affects Kedushas Haaretz. It doesn't mean that B'makom Shein Bias Kolchem, that there's no Kedusha Sa'aretz. There's a flawed Kedusha Sa'aretz, there's less Kedusha Sa'aretz, etc. The point is, if Bias Kolchem affects, certainly if it affects basic Kedusha Sa'aretz, and if it applies to Peyan, it applies to Leket and Shikhan, to Maestros and Trumos, then wherever it doesn't apply, right, is a signal that that's not really dependent on Kedusha Sa'aretz. What I'm saying is, if you take the diuk of the Minchas Chinuch with the mentality or the assessment of the significance of Reb Chaim, that combination would lead you to say that Bikurim, unlike Truma and Maestros and Challah, is not Mitzvah Tluyas Baretz. Let me heighten it by saying, I mean, why is Trumos included? Right, where did he get that Trumos is included? Some people explain Pashtus is, because Truma and Challah are both Truma. But Bikurim, as we'll explain in just a second, is also Truma. Has a shame Truma. Leaving Sirif Lashior and Onshim and other such things. So if it's true, right, that Truma and Challah are subject to Bias Kolchem, but Bikurim is not, right, that makes it even more. Why does he have a suffix about Meiser and he's a badai about Truma? Because Truma and Challah are one and the same. There's an overlap between, despite all the differences between them, there's an overlap between them. That overlap is shared by Bikurim, and still there's no Bias Kolchem. Then it's a more striking nafkamina. Okay. Sorry, it takes so long. I'm trying to finish up this. Mention a few other things very quickly. There's a debate between the Rambam and the Bali Tosas. Tosas and Gittin Memzayin Amid Beis, the following case. What if you have Kana Peros Plushin, the Achakach Kana Asada? Now, you have a Sada, it produces Peros. The pears have been cut and sold to this individual. He buys the Tlushin. And then afterwards, he buys the Sada. Will he be maybe Vakore Bikurim or not? So Tosin Gittin Memzayin Amid Beis says no. And the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halachi Dalit, says maybe. And the Nosa Kalim understand it to mean maybe Vakore. That's even though he acquired the pears from their Tlushin, nonetheless, as long as he ends up being also the Bailam of the Peros and the Bailam of the Karka, right? So he's still able to pronounce the, not only to bring the Bikurim, but to pronounce the formula of Mikro Bikurim. So the Torah Zraim suggests that this argument, I don't think that it's a Mukhrach explanation, but I think it's an interesting explanation, may depend on whether you see Bikurim as a Chovas Karka or as a Chovas Gab. If you think that Bikurim is a Chovas Karka, so then basically the Bikurim are Mechuyavim the Bikurim. The only thing is you need a Bailim at the time of the Mechubar, at the time when it was Mechubar Lasada, there was a Chovas Bikurim in the Chefts of the Peros. The only thing is you need a condition of Bailus Bekarka, and you don't have that when you buy the Tlushin until you buy the Karka. Then you can put it together in that Shita Sarabha. Whereas maybe the Bali Tosas hold that it's a Chovas Aguf. So if the Kinyan on the Peros takes place separate from the Kinyan on the Karka, but once when they were connected, there was no such Bailus, so then you won't be able to be maybe, etc. Again, not Mukhrach, but an interesting possible Nafkamina. We do find a discussion in Rishonim about this formulation. Is Bikurim Echovas Peros or Echovas Karka in at least one other place, and then we'll try to bring this to a conclusion. The Mishnah Gittin on Mem Zayin Omen Aleph, very tricky Mishnah. Tricky to read and to understand. To work on the Gemara a little bit. Different Gersos. Amokha Sadeh Lo Bekuchavim Lo Keacha Maybe Men Bikurim Mipnei Tikkun Ha'ola. The Gemara discusses this in the continuation. Gemara says on Mem Zayin Omen Beis Omer Avchia Barabin Toshma Hamokas Sadeh Lovukachadim Lokeach or maybe Bikurim Mipnei Tikkun Olam. If you sell your land to a non-Jew, assuming that you hold that Ein Kinenakum Lafkia Mikdusha Saaretz, so Lokeach or maybe Bikurim, you have to buy back the and you have to give Bikurim, bring Bikurim Mipnei Tikkun Olam. So the Gemara says Mipnei Tikkun Olam in Midaraisa Lo. This should be Daraisa, not Drabanan. This should be a Chi of Daraisa for you to acquire the Bikurim. What kind of halacha is that? Why would there be a chiyuv d'oraisa just because ein kinenakum lafkia mikdushas haaretz? Why would there be a chiyuv d'oraisa for you to acquire those peros, right, to be maybe Bikurim? So Rashi explains, the e ein kinenakum lafkia mikdushas haaretz havel al inen kidushasa b'rishus Yisrael ki ilu mishkana the kivin to Bikurim mitzvah the rami alehu he sorry the lo tovli lesar peros bachila sounds an awful lot like the Tosas Rashi Mishans mechayev likach ulahavi since this is a chovas agaver not a chovas peros so there's a certain urgency for you to be mafresh Bikurim or maybe Bikurim the lo dami lemaiser tapilaman damer ein kinyan lo mechayev laaser al chelko sholov kachavim. Even though it has kedusha, the ma'aser tovil, the asalei bachila, v'lav mitzvah the rami alehi, elim kein ochlan, omochron, the kamishtar shilei, avol bikurim, mitzvah the rami alehi. A very strong formulation of Rashi that bikurim is a chovas agaver. The Tosas Rid has an alternative explanation of the Gemara. I should add, maybe Rashi l'shitaso once again, Rashi omitted bikurim on the list of Mitzvahs Baritz. The Tosas Rid has a different take on this Gemara. He says the problem is the Davka Bikurim Chivu Mipnei Shetzarich Havas Makom. The im yiru shelo yavi nafik min achurva. Aval trumas ha'maestro shonam mafresh v'nosa betok beso lo chibu del nafik min achurva shemi odeh ma she'osa zeh ha'ish betok beso. Now, it's interesting, Tosfos Rid's explanation of the Gemara is totally technical, but he brings in a factor here in the sugya, which is interesting for another reason, namely the requirement of havas makom bibikurim, as if that might be important, again, for his reason, for practical reasons. The Ramban, just to complete the picture, who, if you recall, in the sugya in Bavasra, Pei Aleph, took the first view of Tosfos, that Bikurim is mitzvah tlis baaretz. So commenting on Rashi here, says, I don't know what's going on in the sugya, it's very strange. Aval divrei Rashi shegorei slokeach maybe Bikurim kasha zush omer b'gemar midaraisa lo. Umash pirsh mishun to Bikurim kechovas hagufein eino mechuvar. So possibly again, the Ramban is also l'shitasa, that Bikurim is simply mitzvah tlis baaretz. So let's get to the final punchline for a minute. And that is getting back to the question of Havas Makom. I mentioned before that the Rambam accentuates this factor of Havas Makom in two places. In Hilchos Bechoros, Perek Aleph Halacha Hei, when he tries to explain that Bechor Be'ema Tahora is, it's Havas Makom, right, makes it limited to Eretz Yisrael, the Hekesh from Ma'aser Sheni. Right? And then again in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, where he says the opposite. The Ma'aser Sheni is limited to Eretz Yisrael because it requires Havas Makom, and it's derived from Bechor. So let's not forget that the Mishnah in Bikurim, in Perek Beis, comparing and contrasting to Trumos, to Maestros, to Ma'aser Sheni, so the Mishnah in Perek Beis also lists the requirement of Havas Makom. Yesha Maestro Bikur Masha'en Kane, Maestro Hibbins Maestro Shani, Masha'en Kane Betrumo Maestros, Sha Maestro Bikurim Tuunim, Havas, Makom, Utunim Vidui, Asurim La'onein, etc. Now, if according to these Makoros, Havas, Makom, right, is the Koveya for Kedushas Makom, as opposed to Mitzvah Satlios Baretz, then the fact that there's Havas Makom, right, in Bikurim, as there is in Ma'aser Sheni and Revai, would seem to establish, either in addition to or instead of the din of mitzvah tlius ba'aretz, that Bikurim is a halacha in Havas Makom, namely in Kedushas Makom. And that would work very well with, again, the Mishnah in Kalim and the separate Gzeres HaKasuv in Bava Basra, the Chovas HaGavra, the way the Rashi reads the Gemara, etc. The only problem with all of this, and I don't have an answer to this one, is the problem of Surya. After all, according to the Rambam, both in Ma'aser Sheni and Macholas HaSuros, if you think there's a din of Havas Makom, then you should exclude Surya Drabana. And it seems that Bikurim does have a halacha of Surya, even though the Rambam doesn't mention it in Perek Aleph Hilchos Trumos when he talks about Surya, but in Hilchos Bikurim he does speak about Surya. Unless you say that the din of Evar Yardain Derabanan, that's if you take the position of the Kesef Mishnah, Radvaz, and Marik, that Min HaTorah Bikurim is limited to Eretz Zavas Chalav Advash. Midrabanan, we expand to Evar Yardain. So once we're expanding to Evar Yardain, and that's already Midrabanan, right, an expansion beyond the Havas Makom of Bikurim, so that includes Surya as well. Now, it's not Surya B'toras Mitzvah Hatlius Ba'aretz, it's Surya as part of the extension of Evar Yardain with regard to the special Kedushas Makom of Bikurim. I think that's a possibility. I'm not sure. Or maybe there's another explanation as well. I should just add one other thing. Either way, Bikurim does share another common feature with Ma'aser Sheni and Revai in that the Aratzas HaSmuchos don't apply. And that would certainly work very well with this idea. Another possibility is to say that the mixed signals that we have when it comes to Bikurim are due to the fact that, in addition to everything else, Bikurim has the Shem Trum. I alluded to it, we spoke a little bit about Bias Kochem. Again, there are three motifs in Bikurim. Number one, the general Zrayim motif, which we're discussing and debating. Number two, the Kadshei Mizbeach component. And number three is the theme of Trum. Draw the Mishnayos again in Bikurim in second Perek and in Chala, right? Discuss these parallels. Chomesh and Onain and Misa and Zar, all of these things. And the Rambam codifies this in Perek Gimel Bichos Trumos, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayim. Perek Yud Halacha Hey expands on it even more. Let's say this Mishnayos. The Torah Zrayim quotes in the name of the Griz, a raya, that when we speak of Bikurim as Truma, we don't just mean that there's like an overlapping concept of Truma, which is common to Bikurim, to Chala, to Truma, but we really mean that Bikurim, right, has a Shem Truma in some respects. It says, after all, the evidence is that when you pay, when you're Ochel, the Shogeg, you have to pay a Chomesh, you pay a Chomesh Meshalem, right, you don't just pay the Chomesh, you have to bring the, you know, the equivalent of it. So if you ate Bikurim and you have to bring the Chomesh, do you have to bring do you have to bring Anavim? Or can you bring Yayin? Halacha is that you can bring Yayin. Even though Bikurim, right, is limited to Anavim. So we see from there, and there are other indications as well, that Bikurim, Shem Truma, isn't just a, you know, Melitza Bialma, and it isn't just an overlap, you know, overlapping description that, you know, includes or incorporates different things, but that really all Pidin, whatever that means, there's a some sense of Chefta Shol Truma in Bikurim as well. In which case, it's possible to suggest that, take for example the Rambam, most of the Dinim, according to the Rambam, point to Kedushas Makom. Especially if you think Bias Kochem is a good barometer and then Midrash Chinuch is right that it doesn't apply to Bikurim, that would be particularly strong, and especially the Gevulos issue as well. On the other hand, there are a couple of indications that we actually treat Bikurim like Mitzvah HaTluyos. Peres Tlushin may be one, Surya might be another, if you don't accept the explanation I made before. Also maybe, or it's at least worth noting, the problem of Yesh Kinenakum Lafkiya Mikdusha Sa'aretz. In the Sugya and in the Rambam, Kinenakum Lafkiya Mikdusha Sa'aretz is applied almost equally to Truma and to Bikurim. Again, it depends how you understand that particular halacha too. Tosfos Reed has a formulation that according to the Manomar, Kinenakum is Lafkiya Mikdusha Sa'aretz. That actually, Tosfos Reed and Gittin on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, it's like the Chanatos Bechotz La'aretz. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, Reb Chaim speaks about this as well, has a line in which he says, oh, if you held that Kinenakum was Mafkia Mikdush Saretz Daraisa, right, so reacquiring the land would be like a kibush. And you need to get into the question of kibush Yach and kibush Rab. In other words, it's a complete afkar. Rashi, on the other hand, in Gittin, to say it's a din in the Kedushas Aretz, maybe in the Kedushas Peros, etc. The point I'm trying to make is, depending on what it is, we find the discussion of Kinenakum Lavkia by Trumos, by Bikurim, other Rishonim extend it. There's a question whether you extend it to Shvias, to extend it to Peah, to Leket, to these other issues. The association of one with the other would again seem to put Bikurim more in the camp of Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz. But having said that, it's interesting to note that the Gemara in Aleph in Bava Basra that we mentioned before has two psukim. One to teach you V'lo B'chutz La'aretz, L'mayit Chutz La'aretz, and the other one is L'mutei Ad Masako. And Tosis addresses that as well, again the Rashi Mishans, Teimel Rajba. Amai Yitzri, Chol Rav Meir, Yesh Kinen Akum, Be'aretz Yisrael, Avkir, V'dei Maiser. Ein Matzkirim Batim La'akum, Be'aretz Yisrael, Yitzar Chomer Sodos, V'nir l'ri, the dilma mehachu the gamer b'chol duchti, the yesh kinyan. So the Ri's answer is, oh, this is the makar for yesh kinyan lafkia. The makar is bikurim. The makar is bikurim, and that's exported to mitzvah tfuyus ba'aretz. At least this indicator is that it's in that camp. But miu omar rajba, and maybe it's l'shitasa, the Rashi Mishantz again, right? The same Rashi Mishantz who was distinguishing between bikurim and mitzvah tfuyus ba'aretz and pointing out kovas aguv and the lack of tevel. So miu omar rajba dahida barazara. He seems to be avoiding this answer. So maybe one could argue that just like you need a separate makar lemay tchutz laretz, not din of mitzvus baretz, it's true that there's a din of kinyan akum lafkia, but it's not based on the routine halacha of kinyan lafkia. So maybe bikurim fundamentally is a different kind of halacha because it also has a shem chepta shel truma. So that's why it's pulled into the world of Zrayim in certain respects. And then you have to figure out, when does the Shem Truma Koveya? But it isn't Truma. So there's a Shem Truma. What about Bias Kolchem? What about the other issues? Okay. Let me just say one more word at the end. What is this idea of Havas Makom? I think it's just a very fascinating idea. It seems that the description of it is accurate. Namely, whenever there's a Chiyuv of whenever there's a din of ta'un havas makom, that somehow that limits things to Eretz Yisrael. And it implies a certain kedushas makom separate from kedushas karka. But what does it really mean? What's really the idea behind it? So I think the idea is, I think there are several ideas really, just very, very briefly. Number one, the idea of ta'un havas makom is an environment concept. It's the impact of a certain Sviva, a certain Abira, a certain milieu. When we talk about ton avos makom, what we're saying is that being in a certain space is not just a location, but it defines or redefines what something's potential is, what its destiny is, etc. The destination, the obligation to bring it right to the mikdash itself is the fulfilling of a destiny. The destination is a destiny in a certain sense, but it's one which defines, or that potential defines the chafza, right, even before it takes place. If there's a, that's why I like especially the word ta'un. If something is ta'un, havas makom, it's like you get this image of, even though we've been focusing on chovas agavra, but meaning this bikurim, or some bikurim, and maybe channeled through chovas gavra, right, requires, it needs to be brought, it's yearning to be brought to the mikdash. And that idea that Eretz Yisrael as a makom, or in the case of bikurim, maybe Daraisa more specifically, Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, which is even more fascinating. But let's assume, according to most Rishonim, take the position that it's all of Eretz Yisrael. All of Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, Leinyan Bikurim, another way to say it. The idea is that when you live in a certain kind of environment, and you live within in the shadow of the Mikdash, or you live in a certain high quality of Kedusha, so then the mikdash, in a sense, calls to you, or at least it puts its imprimatur on the chefza itself. So in a sense, I think there's a dual relationship between the mikdash and Eretz Yisrael, the mizbeach and Eretz Yisrael, the idea of ton havas makom, that there, that whole confines is connected to Eretz Yisrael, and I think it's connected to the Rav's idea about Eser Kedushos, everything radiating out from the Makom HaMikdash, but I think it goes in both directions. It's the impact of the potential to be in the Mizbeach and the Mikdash on everything radiating out from it within the confines of Eretz Yisrael, but it's also because those boundaries of Eretz Yisrael contain that potential, that impact of environment which allows that kesher of ton havas makom. So in a sense, there really are two, or maybe three, leave Shem Eretz Yisrael out for the moment, if you were to bring in Shem Eretz Yisrael, I would say there's also a certain connection here between the idea of Chaya Tzibur of Eretz Yisrael, reflected by Shem Eretz Yisrael in particular, and the potential excellence of Kol Yachid V'Yachid in the Mikdash, which Ton Avos Makom kind of actualizes. But let's leave that aside for the moment. Let's just conclude by saying that, in a sense, the two perspectives of Mitzvah Satlias Baretz, Kedushas Karka, on the one hand, and Avos Makom on the other, I think really nicely exemplify the amazing potential of life in Eretz Yisrael. On the one hand, there are the specific mechayvim of Kedusha, narrowly defined but very potent and very, very much concrete, whether it's Trumos or Maestros or what aspect of Maestro Sheni, Shemitah, right? The opportunity to do those particular mitzvos, Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael, and the nature of those mitzvos themselves, in that they all reflect on the relationship to Karka, the relationship to ownership and Parnasa and Reishis and everything that goes into them. That's one concept. That's the idea of mitzvos atlius ba'aretz, chovas hakarka, kedusha sakarka, just the objective kedusha itself. But in addition to that, and maybe connected to it, and maybe Bikurim is the mekoma mifgash, it's the point of departure for both of these things, is the idea of kedushas makom. The idea that even when you're not specifically or momentarily, touching a davar shebekedusha, there's no chovas karka, there's no kedusha in the soil, but nonetheless, living in a certain kind of environment, feeling the pull of the mikdash, right, and being worthy, to have that obligation to come to the mikdash, that more general idea of the environment being more than the sum of its parts, I think that's the idea of the kedushas makom, which is reflected by ta'on havas makom. And in this sense, Bikurim, which is the ultimate expression of Hakaras HaTov, right, maybe Vekore, the whole Mikra Bikurim, which plays such a critical role in the Haggadah, but it's the ultimate expression of Hakaras HaTov. The fact that Bikurim would have these components, Kodshem Mizveach on the one end, Kedushas Karka Shel Eretz Yisrael on the other, and not only those two, but Ton Avos Makom, which in a way connects them, that should be the ultimate expression of Hakaras HaTov, is, I think, no coincidence. And therefore, as we move forward celebrating in this day, I think, in our own situation, the appropriate sentiment of Hakaras HaTov, based on these principles, is something which should be very meaningful to us. Thank you. Sorry it was so long, but when does it start? 2:45. So we're actually early, right?